A study published in the Wisconsin Medical Journal finds blue-collar workers more likely to be around tobacco smoke than other employees. The study, which linked pay and education to secondhand smoke, also says that men are more likely than women to be exposed to smoke while on the job. Researcher Claire Guzzi from the Medical College of Wisconsin says women tend to be in jobs where smoking is not allowed.
Teaching, daycare, healthcare. Those tend to be occupations where smoking is banned in the workplace.
Wisconsin's Clean Indoor Air Act does permit smoking in professions where men generally dominate, manufacturing and assembly. The study also looked at limiting tobacco to designated areas. However, Guzzi says this may not reduce the health risk to non-smokers.
This was a rather surprising finding to me, that where they may designate an area for smoking, that quite a few workers still report being exposed to smoke.
65% of the workplaces in the state are smoke-free, according to the study. The Wisconsin Tobacco Control Board hopes to increase that to 90%. Guzzi says the study gives an indication of where to focus tobacco prevention efforts. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.